listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Police have started a search and rescue at Currumbin this morning following unconfirmed reports of a missing person late last night. Emergency services were called after a man reported a woman being swept off the rocks near Elephant Rock at around 9:30 p.m. Initial searches couldn't locate anyone and efforts were hampered due to the rough sea conditions. Police are appealing for the man who reported the woman missing to immediately contact them to provide some more information. Another state could be looking into banning the Nazi salute. Victoria and Tasmania are already considering it after far-right protesters crashed a rally in Melbourne at the weekend. Now, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has this morning told the ABC she'll consider it as well.
I don't think Nazis have any place in our society. We'll definitely be looking at that. We're following very closely what's happening in Victoria.
Star Entertainment Group has appointed a new chair following the recent official inquiries into its operations in Sydney, the Gold Coast and Brisbane. David Foster will take over from Ben Heap by the end of the month. Mr. Foster says he's hoping to earn back the trust of the community. Gold Coast Airport has recorded its busiest February since pre-COVID, more than 429,000 passengers coming through the terminal last month. Passenger numbers have jumped by more than 45% when compared to this time last year. The Sydney and Melbourne routes remain the most popular. A third of spending is set to happen online in Australia, according to new figures from Australia Post. We spent a record $63.8 billion on the web over the past year, with home and garden goods crowned the most popular category. Parcel Post General Manager Gary Starr says they've had to change their business model to adjust to the changes.
In the last financial year, we've invested a further $427 million in new parcel facilities, fleet and technology, and we've also opened 8 new facilities nationally.
Updating sport, and the Gold Coast Suns could be boosted with the return of a senior player ahead of their round 2 clash against Essendon on Sunday. Running defender Lockie Weller has been cleared to return. Vice-captain Sam Collins has been given the tick after leaving the field for a head injury assessment last weekend. While experienced defender Sean Lemons is also nearing the end of his rehab, he's just a week away from a return to play.